Examples of Albanian leaders will immediately start talks with their Western backers on steps leading to a declaration of independence, which would take place much earlier than May, a senior official said today. Leaders of Kosovo's ethnic Albanian majority are not expected to declare independence, though, before mid-January at the earliest. Today marked the deadline for negotiations on Kosovo's future status. Will Taylor has this report.
Final talks have failed to find a solution to the status of Kosovo. And although Serbia is willing to grant the breakaway Serbian province greater autonomy, the government refuses to allow outright independence. While the U.S. has called Kosovo's independence inevitable, with Britain, France and Germany also supporting Kosovo's position, Russia continues to oppose its independence. Russia's UN Ambassador Vitaly Churkin says a unilateral proclamation of independence is against international law.
It would hurt everybody, including the Kosovars themselves, because the key element for the stability and well-being of Kosovo is their good relationship with Belgrade. Unfortunately, under such a scenario, one cannot expect any kind of normalcy in that department, and Belgrade was very clear in that regard.
In a report to UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon last Friday, mediators from the EU, the United States, and Russia confirmed 4 months of talks had found no compromise on whether Kosovo should be independent. And with the UN Security Council divided over what should happen next, Kosovo's 90% majority ethnic Albanians look set to formally declare independence sometime in the first 2 months of next year. For Vatican Radio, I'm Will Taylor.